Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Are You Still Hungry? And the reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 6.
The crowd said to Jesus, What sign can you do that we may believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. So Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So they said to Jesus, Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. The Gospel of the Lord. In recent weeks, with churches closed and sharing the Eucharist has not been available, we have an upsurge of devotions, virtual adoration, arguments over a miraculous crucifix in Rome, fundamentalist congregations refusing to close, and death continuing to rise. Going to the grocery store is threatening. People have hoarded toilet paper. So in many cases, let's admit it, we look for a magic solution. What sign will give us confidence that God is real? I am the bread of life. I am the living water. This does not only mean Eucharist. Jesus was talking about his reality as a human. He could speak, he could cry, he could cough, he could laugh, he could experience pain. And his reality as divine, one with God. And he could help us in the life process of our search for the divine. So practically, what do we do in this time of pandemic crisis? We should daily ponder the sweep of Revelation, the Hebrew scriptures, particularly the Psalms and the prophets, and all that in the light of a quiet search of the Gospels, the letters of Paul, the passion, death, and resurrection accounts in all four Gospels, the experience of the fledgling community in Acts of the Apostles. All this under the direction of the Holy Spirit. If we do that, then, when we can celebrate as the people of God, we will be genuinely spiritually hungry and gather to celebrate Eucharist in a more powerful way. Having been fed by a clearer understanding of the flow of Revelation, our appetite will be much greater. Yes, we are all still hungry, but we are being fed by the Word if we open our minds and hearts to the Holy Spirit. Fasting will lead to feasting.